It's a wonderful time of the year. Once and only once it happens in the year. It's fall. A few years ago, Brother Height called me from up around Flint, Michigan. Said, hey, buddy. Said, I want you to come up. Said, we were fishing up here, snagging salmon. Up here at Oscoda. Said, man. Said, you're only 4 hours and a half from us. Said, come up, we'll go up, and we'll fish again. And so I jumped in my little yellow love truck. Amen. Folks said I didn't preach with love. I told them I've got lots of love. I even bought a truck to haul it in. Love truck. Amen. I jumped in my little yellow love truck, and I headed for Michigan. Amen. And I got to visit the salmon runs this time of the year when a chill comes in the air. And cool, cold, nasty rains come. It puts it in the bones of them salmon to go home. And amen, they make that journey from out of the lake back to where they started. They find the mouth of that river without any radar. Amen. Oh, they just somehow know how. They tried them out once. They raised them in a pond, took them down to the river and turned them loose in the river, not far from that pond, as fingerlings. And they went out and made their journey, and after 2 years, amen, here they was back jumping out of the water, trying to get back to that pond where they started. Amen. Oh, praise God. I was reminded of Mark Barker sitting back here playing the bass. Amen. They made that long journey. It was longer than 2 years into liberal churches, and was in a liberal church up in the north of us here. Amen. And Mark, he wore his shorts and his tongs year round. Came to family get-togethers in the wintertime in his shorts. Amen. Came one time, springtime, in his Bermudas. And I said, well, Mark, you wore them all winter. Why are you going to wear this summer? Amen. And but Mark got that homecoming feeling. Praise God. He got to wanting to feel like he one time felt. And see what he one time saw. And he got to thinking, where did he feel the power of God the last time? And Sister Collins came down to the church for something or the other, and she found him driving around the church in his motorcycle. Amen. That old Salvin was getting ready to come home. He was getting ready to jump back in the pond where he came from. Praise God. Mark and Tria didn't know if we'd treat them good, if we'd like them, if we'd love them. Amen. And I'll tell you what, the folks showed them so much love, they were shocked. Amen. And we loved them right back in, all the way back into holiness. Praise God. It's homecoming time, folks. Once in a lifetime, those old salmon, praise God, make that run. And what a run it is. And I'm glad before they closed it down, I got to stand shoulder to shoulder with those fishermen and threw away, amen, $30 or $40 worth of lead and hooks. Praise God, to catch a big one. Amen. First time we went up there, we wouldn't have any luck. And Joey and Brother Mullins went to buy some donuts. And while it's gone, I caught a couple. Amen. I wouldn't quit. I'd fished all night long. I wouldn't quit. Amen. And I caught a couple finally. Praise God. When it finally closed up at Oscoda, I went over to the west side. Amen. And took Brother Doug Stevens and Brother Blanton. And I don't know who all, but Brother Jim Setzer and Brother Bobby Norvell. And a bunch of us went over there. Amen. And they all fished way up into the night. And I stood out there in that water. It was cold. It snowed on us while we was up there. It was cold, but that water coming out from under that dam was warm, Brother Moore. It was warmer than the air outside, so I stood with my waders on in that water and fished all night long till the sun came up the next morning. I said, why'd you do that? I just had one night to do it. And I'm glad I did. When they found me the next morning, I was standing out there with my insulated vest on and my insulated hat on, and I had frost all over me. I mean, you could hit me and frost would fly everywhere. That fog on that river, it froze on me. Amen, but I was so busy, I was sweating. underneath. Amen. Trying to catch a big one. I caught some too. It wasn't too big, but I caught some. Why? Because I had one chance to do it. You know what? You can't go back and fish those rivers now legally. It's over. That day's passed. Amen. The game wardens closed it up at Oscoda. They closed it up on the west side. And the state put big nets across the river and conveyors. And the state started catching the salmon and selling the eggs themselves. Amen. Wouldn't let us fish for them anymore. Amen, folks. If we don't do our best while we can, somebody else is going to take over. I'll tell you, if we sleep while a run is going on, Mike. Amen. If you drag around too much while a run's going on, amen, you're going to miss catching a big one. Amen. And pretty soon, the season's going to be past, Paul. Amen. And nobody will be able to fish after a while. Amen. Glory to God. I just kept fishing all night long. Don Mullins and him, Joy, came back and said, man, he's tough, ain't he? Amen. Tough, nothing. I just had one night. I was going to have to go back home. I was going to have to go back and pastor my church. Praise God. You just got one chance, and the fish is running. Amen. You better make the most of it while you got a chance. Amen. Amen. And the weather gets bad, and the water temperature changes. That's what changes old salmon. Whew, glory to God. And they tune their radar, say, wait a minute, where did I came from? Amen. Hallelujah. And they head out across that lake without a leader, no electronic gear. A whole school of them head out across that lake. And then they congregate out there in the mouth of that river. This is it, boys. Amen. It's time to go back home, they say. Amen. And guys, get out there and throw a big heavy weight out with hooks on it and do what they call tight line. Amen. And the salmon swims with its mouth open. And it runs into those lines. And that line runs through its mouth till it gets to the hook. And it catches itself. That's what's called tight lining. They do that out in the lake. Amen. Throw them weights out there, a bunch of them. Amen. And then fish come through. Amen. And get on that line. And they just run out till they run into the hook. And they're caught. You can still do that up there. Amen. I've been tempted to go up and tight line a little and bootleg a little at night. Amen. I mean, you're not supposed to jerk when you tight line. Amen. But I believe if there's running and I believe if the fish is there, I can at least give one jerk. That's what a lot of them does. Amen. They don't even fish in the daytime where they can see them. One fellow walks the creek bank, river bank. Amen. Where pop cans is 10 cents a piece in Michigan. You pick them up in Michigan, take them back, get 10 cents for them. You don't sack you up a bunch down here and take them back when you make a trip to Michigan. You can trade them in for a dime apiece. Make gas money. Amen. And he said, I just pick up pop cans all day and fish all night. What do you do that for? There ain't but one season to do it in. Hey, it's the time of the year. Praise God. Hey, the salmon are running and we're fishers of men. Let's throw out the line. Woo! Let's ask God to help us to catch somebody. He said, I'll make you fishers of men. Amen. Man, they tie two hooks on a lead sinker and paint a blue stripe down of it. Joey showed me one of them in the bait store. Amen. He said, that makes it a lure. That makes it legal. Amen. So you just throw out and jerk till you hang in to a big one. Amen. The big ones always get away, Brother Moore. It's them you catch somewhere back close to the tail. And they take off across that river like they have for me many a time. Amen. With an 80-pound test line on that pole and a big pair of grabs on that pole. That salmon take off across that river, and when he gets a run on you, he just keeps going. That 80-pound test line cracks like a 22. Amen. And you lose your hooks, and the salmon and the big one gets away. What do? I just tied me another hook on and another weight and went right back to grabbing again. Praise God. Hey, what do? If you're discouraged today, if you're dragging a little bit, if your finance is down, you can't afford expensive tackle. Do like I did down at Kentucky Dam. Amen. 30 years ago, snagging down at Kentucky Dam. When he opened up them spillways down below Kentucky Dam, amen, and forced them fish with that rushing water over to the side. They stand shoulder to shoulder down there and catch them. Amen. I'd already used up all my weights. I didn't have any fancy gear. I had a Zebco 33 with a hollow fiberglass rod. That's what I had. That's all I had to fish with. Them other guys had Ocean City deep sea outfits, big heavy rod with lots of guts in it. They'd melted down 200 pound of plumber's lead. Hey man, they had eight ounce sinkers that they could rake that bottom of them rocks. And they was fishing for them big spoonbill cat below Kentucky Dam. Amen. I ain't too far before you got saved, Brother Hines. He got saved down around Eddyville. Amen. Listening to tapes. Amen. Eddyville prison. Amen. Listening to tapes in prison. Hallelujah. Hey, I was down there fishing for salmon 35 years ago. Ain't no salmon in Ohio River, I know of. Amen. And I run out of expensive weight. Didn't have any money to buy any. I was a poor preacher up at Alto Pass, Illinois. Amen. And I saw lots of spark plugs laying around on the bank. And them black boys that's poor like me, they use a spark plug for a weight. Well, I didn't have to buy any. They was laying all over the rocks where they'd hung them. Amen. And lost their gear. Amen. So I just started picking up spark plugs. A white spark plug makes a good weight below Kentucky Dam because all that cut fish comes through them turbines. Amen. And the other fish feeds on them. And that white fish below Kentucky Dam, that white spark plug just looked kind of like that cut stuff. Amen. And all I had was a pair of grabs and a spark plug for a weight, a Zebco 33 and a hollow glass rod. And about 7 o'clock in the afternoon, I hung into a big one, 3 foot long. Amen. With a hollow glass. I said, "Whee! Fish on!" Amen. You say you don't believe in hollering church? They holler down below Kentucky Dam. They catch a fish. Amen. They holler down on the river up there in Oscoda. Fish on! Just as loud as they can holler. Amen. That means for everybody else to get out of my way. Amen. I'm wrestling one to the bank. Praise God. I hung in the one about 7 o'clock, Joey. Amen. And drag him out. And boys with them big fancy gear said, "Where'd you catch him?" I said, "Right out there." Amen. They started dragging that bottom with them big heavy weights. But that's too deep. I got him strung up. And before it was over, amen, I had 7 of them that struck me right there. Amen. 7 of them when I held them down. I kid you not. Amen.